Good morning.
This recording meeting of the Board of
Environmental Protection is being held on June 16, 2022, beginning at approximately 9 a.m. at the Marquardt State Office Building here in Augusta. A video stream of today's meeting is available via Zoom, and an audio recording will be available following the meeting. I am Board Chair Susan Lessard, and at this time I will ask our other board members to please introduce themselves.
I'm Rob Sanford from Gorham.
I'm Sarah Alexander from Easton.
I'm Mark Draper from Caribou.
Barbara Vickery from Richmond.
And Steve Pelletier from Topsfield.
Others present today include Commissioner, DEP Commissioner Melanie Loisem, our Board Executive Analyst Bill Hinkle, and Board Administrative Assistant Ruth Ann Burke. Advising the board on various matters today are Assistant Attorneys General Peggy Bensinger and Kate Tierney. And Kate is with us.
It's just me today.
Excuse me?
It's just me today.
Okay. My
just
error.
Yeah.
First, do we have any comments from our commissioner?
Good morning. I did want to express my gratitude to Mr. Draper for his service both on the board and as chair of the board, and to express my appreciation for your willingness to continue to sit with us through the summer. but it is very much appreciated. So thank you very much for everything that you've done in service to the state and supporting this board, and also thanks to Ms. Lessard for her willingness to step in as chair as Mark prepares for his departure from us once Mr. Marvini is available to sit. I did also want to note for the board, you will probably see a great deal of news coverage about the recent announcement from EPA regarding revised health advisories for four of the PFAS compounds. It is an update to the health advisory for two, PFOA and PFOS, and a new final health advisory for PFBS and Gen X. PFBS and Gen X are not found very commonly in Maine. We have very few detections and none that are above the new health advisories. For PFOA and PFOS, the interim health advisories that EPA has announced are lower than the method detection limit for laboratories for those chemicals. So they are extremely low levels that EPA is saying we should be concerned about in drinking water. The health advisories are specific to drinking water, and so it is the Maine CDC, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Drinking Water Program that will be primarily looking at these first and giving us guidance on how to apply them to our remediation programs. So they're pretty new to us. I don't have a lot of answers for people, but just wanted to flag for you that we anticipate that the media will probably spend a great deal of time explaining this to everyone over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Any questions for the commissioner? I have a couple comments. One is on June 8th, 2022, I circulated a memo to the board regarding my appointment by the governor as the new chair. And as noted in that memo, I have designated Mark Draper to be the presiding officer for three appeals, which were in process at the time of my appointment. The two being considered today, and the one consolidated appeals of the NECEC permit scheduled for the board's consideration on July 20th and 21st of this year. I want to thank the commissioner for her nomination. I want to thank the governor for her appointment. And I want to thank Mark for his tremendous leadership and his total willingness to continue that leadership through these next 3 minutes. So next is Bill. Any comments from our executive analyst?
I don't have any comments other than to echo the gratitude expressed by Commissioner Loisem and Chair Lessard to Mr. Draper regarding all the work and dedication over the last several years. Will you enjoy leaving the board in this role at some point?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
And welcome Chair Lessard, really much forward to working with you. And just skipping ahead quickly to the calendar, I'll just note that the next meeting is July 7th in this room. That's all I have today.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, noted that our next meeting is July 7th here in Augusta. In the board packet is John McMeeking's request for board jurisdiction over an amendment application for a site law and NERPA permit for a project in Wells, and the commissioner's determination that it does not meet the criteria. Does any board member wish to discuss this matter at a future meeting? Seeing none, we'll move on to approval of the board minutes. We have May 5th, 2022 for approval. I have a motion. Second? Thank you. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, call for a vote. All those in favor? Opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you.